Timmins today asked all candidates questions ahead of the October 24 municipal election. Below are the responses from Ward 5, Timmins, candidate Neil Sibley. Timmins' population is declining, with another drop reported in the most recent census. What can be done within the municipality's scope to attract and retain new residents? A multifaceted approach would be needed. Many families with young children in the community feel that Timmins is lacking in modern facilities. If we had better, more modern, family-friendly options comparable to other communities, young families could be encouraged to stay locally when presented with a decision to stay or go for whatever reason. Also, downtown revitalization is important in many ways. There are current, real examples of communities investing in their downtowns. They are addressing their situations with homelessness, opioid crisis, and safety. There has been a correlation to population increases. We can research and study how these communities made their decisions, directed their support, and how they measured the impacts on these situations and in turn population growth. Lastly, we must embrace our increasing immigrant and indigenous populations. These vital members of our community must feel welcome and feel comfortable living, working, studying, and enjoying our unique northern city. Communication and transparency have been identified as a concern by the public and by the chamber. What does municipal transparency mean to you? The public should have access and involvement in major processes such as the budget. Communication is important and should be done through many options such as print, television, radio, online and social media. Related. We're already in a crisis. Doc shortage top priority for group C. Advance voting opens October 11. Everyone is feeling the financial impacts of inflation and the cost of living is rising faster than most residents' salary increases. How can the municipality help residents, especially those with a low income or seniors, through this period? Maintenance of accessibility options for seniors is crucial. Even though public transportation does not generate profits, it is an essential service and should be maintained in the very least at its current levels. Thoughtful budgeting must be done in order to continue these services. We have one of the highest tax rates in the north, and while considering that an area as huge as Timmins with a smaller population cannot operate the same as a smaller area, do the numbers have to be this high? What services are better or included compared to other similar communities with lower taxes? Our seniors and low-income earners cannot sustain continued high tax increases. What do you want voters to know about you? As a Timmins lifer, I have watched the community through many phases. At the end of the day, I believe most here care about their city and want to see and experience how great our city can be. We remember when life was safer, opportunities prevalent and existing was affordable for most. Even though it is easy to dismiss serious issues as occurring in most Canadian cities and they are inescapable, it doesn't mean that there are not solutions. Work needs to be done, and most of us know it is not going to be easy. Personally, I want to listen, learn, study and research. This will be my approach as a counselor. I do not have a set agenda. It is constantly evolving as I gather more information from the constituents, the public, business owners, community leaders and workers. If anyone wishes to reach out to me, I can be emailed at neil4ward5@outlook.com. Read Sibley's candidate profile here. The municipal election is on October 24. The other Ward 5 candidates are Steve Black, Rick DeBow, Veronica Farrell, Andrew Marks, Caroline Martel, James McMahon, Kristen Murray, Corey Robin, and Ed Stesiewicz. The municipal election is October 24. Advance voting is being done online and runs October 11 to 24. In-person polls are open on election day.